რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ჯონ კერი ერაყელი ქურთების ლიდერს ხვდება. გერმანიის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრი შეხვდება უკრაინის პრეზიდენტს. ევროკავშირთან ასოცირების შეთანხმების ხელმოწერამდე სამი დღით ადრე ბრიუსელში შეხვედრებს მართავენ საქართველოს მთავრობის წარმომადგენლები. ხოლო დღეს და სხვა ამბები უფრო დაწვილებით. შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივანი ჯონ კერი ჩავიდა ერაყის ქურთულ რეგიონში ირბილში. კერი ცდილობს დიპლომატიური გზებით დააშოშმინოს ქვეყანაში მიმდინარე სამხედრო და პოლიტიკური კრიზისი. სააგენტო როიტერსი ავრცელებს სახელმწიფო დეპარტამენტის მაღალჩინოსანი დიპლომატის სიტყვებს, რომ კერი შეხვდება რეგიონის პრეზიდენტს მასუდ ბარზანის და ქურთთა ლიდერებს მოუწოდებს ძალიან აქტიური როლი შეასრულონ რეფორმების გატარებაში ხელისუფლებაში, რომელშიც დომინანტურ ძალას შიიტები წარმოადგენენ, რათა შემცირდეს სუნით ჯგუფებს შორის მზარდი უკმაყოფილება. 23 ივნის კერიმ ბაღდადში გამართა მოლაპარაკება პრემიერ-მინისტრ ნური ალ-მალიკისთან. იმ ფონზე, როცა სუნითთა ლიდერობით მოქმედი მეამბოხეები განაგრძობდნენ დედაქალაქისკენ შეიარაღებულ სვლას. ბაღდადში ყოფნისას კერიმ განაცხადა, ერაყის მიმართ შეერთებული შტატების მხარდაჭერა ინტენსიური და უწყვეტი იქნებაოდა, გამოვიდა ერაყში პოლიტიკური ერთიანობის მიღწევის მოწოდებით. კერის თქმით, მას მალიკიმ დაუდასტურა, რომ 1 ივლისისთვის ახალი მთავრობა ჩამოყალიბდება. კიევში დაგეგმილია შეხვედრა გერმანიის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრ ფრანკ ვალდერ შტაინმაიერსა და უკრაინის პრეზიდენტს პეტრო პოროშენკოს შორის. გავრცელებული ინფორმაციით, შტაინმაიერი განიხილავს უკრაინის პრეზიდენტის მიერ შემუშავებულ სამშვიდობო გეგმას. პრეზიდენტთან შეხვედრის წინ შტაინმაიერმა განაცხადა, რომ მიმდინარე კვირა გადამწყვეტი იქნება უკრაინისთვის. უკრაინის მთავრობის ძალები პრორუსულად განწყობილ სეპარატისტებს წუხელ ცეცხლის გახსნაში ადანაშაულებენ რამდენიმე საკონტროლო გამშვებ პუნქტზე. მსხვერპლის შესახებ ცნობები არ არის. ძალადობის შესახებ ინფორმაციის გავრცელებამდე მეამბოხეები დათანხმდნენ დროებითი ზავის დაცვას 27 ივნისამდე. Paralelurat chertebuli shtatebis prezidentba Barack Obamam kidev ertkhal ganatskhada rom Moskovs klav mouzevs sapasulis gadakhda tu Ukrainashi dadzabulobis ganmukhtvis miznit ar gadadgams nabijebs. Tetris akhlis informatsiit Obama am ganatskhadebit gamovida Rusetis prezidenttan Vladimir Putintan 23 ivnis gamartul satelefono saubarshi. ევროკავშირთან ასოცირების შეთანხმების ხელმოწერამდე სამი დღით ადრე ბრიუსელში შეხვედრებს მართავენ საქართველოს საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის მოადგილე თამარ ბერუჩაშვილი და იუსტიციის მინისტრის მოადგილე გოჩა ლორთქიფანიძე. ისინი ევროკავშირთან სავიზო ლიბერალიზაციის საკითხებს განიხილავენ ევროპის შიდა საქმეების გენერალურ დირექტორატში. საგარეო და უსაფრთხოების პოლიტიკის საკითხებში ევროკავშირის უმაღლესი წარმომადგენლის კეტრინ აშტონის ოფისში თამარ ბერუჩაშვილს ოფიციალურად გადასცემენ ასოცირების შეთანხმების სამოქმედო გეგმას. საქართველოს საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრი მაია ფანჯიკიძე იმყოფება ბრიუსელში, რომელიც 24-25 ივნისს მასპინძლობს ნატოს წევრი და პარტნიორი ქვეყნების საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრების შეხვედრას. საქართველოს საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტროს პრესისა და ინფორმაციის დეპარტამენტის ცნობით, მინისტერიალის ფარგლებში დაგეგმილია ISAF-ის ოპერაციის მონაწილე ქვეყნების საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრების შეხვედრა. ბრიუსელში მაია ფანჯიკიძე შეხვდება ლატვიელ, ლიტველ, ესტონელ და ბრიტანელ კოლეგებს. კვლავ უცხოეთი ავღანეთში ბევრმა ძალამ დადებითად შეაფასა დამოუკიდებელი საარჩევნო კომისიის თავმჯდომარის ზიაულ ჰაყ ამირ ხაილის გადაწყვეტილება გადადგომის თაობაზე და მას უწოდა საარჩევნო პროცესის მთლიანობის შენარჩუნებისკენ გადადგმული მნიშვნელოვანი ნაბიჯი. პრეზიდენტ ჰამიდ კარზაის განცხადებით, ამირ ხაილის გადაწყვეტილება იყო მართებული და პასუხისმგებლობით სავსე ნაბიჯი. ამირ ხაილი 23 ივნისს გადადგა იმ ფონზე, როცა პრეზიდენტობის კანდიდატი აბდულა აბდულა აცხადებდა, რომ მან მისი ოპონენტის აშრაფ ღანის სასარგებლოდ გააყალბა 14 ივნისს გამართული მეორე ტურის შედეგი. კაბულში გაეროს ოფისმა ამირ ხაილი პიროვნულ ინტერესებზე უფრო წინ ეროვნული ინტერესების დაყენებისთვის შეაქო. ღანის შეფასებით, ამირ ხაილის გადადგომა გზას უხსნის საარჩევნო პროცესის შეუფერხებელ გაგრძელებას. აბდულამ 23 ივნისს ქაბულში ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა, რომ შეიძლება შეწყვიტოს ხმების დათვლის პროცესისადმი გამოცხადებული ბოიკოტი და დასცინა კარები ღიაასა იმისოდ, რომ მოლაპარაკება გავმართოთო. ავტორიტეტიანი უფლებადამცველი ორგანიზაცია Human Rights Watch-ი ევროსაბჭოს და მის საპარლამენტო ასამბლეას მოუწოდებს აზერბაიჯანის პრეზიდენტზე ილჰამ ალიევზე ზეწოლა მოახდინონ, რათა ქვეყანაში შეწყდეს რეპრესიები მთავრობის კრიტიკოსების წინააღმდეგ. 23 ივნის გავრცელებულ განცხადებაში ორგანიზაციის ევროპისა და შუა აზიის განყოფილების ხელმძღვანელი Hugh Williamson-ი მწარე ირონიას უწოდებს იმ ფაქტს, რომ ამჟამად აზერბაიჯანი უწევს თავმჯდომარეობას ევროსაბჭოს მინისტრთა კომიტეტს, რომლის სტანდარტებსაც ის ასე ღიად არღვევს, აცხადებს უილიამსონი. ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Welcome to Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. I'm Catherine Cole in Washington, and schools around our region are out for the summer vacation now. My very unscientific survey, based on the number of empty seats in the cars on my daily subway commute to work, leads me to think that many of my neighbors are taking an early holiday this year. So I thought it was time for a show featuring songs about some of the cities and states of our great country. For many Americans, hitting the road is just that, packing up the car and heading out on the highway looking for adventure. Johnny Allen is a pioneer of what's known as swamp pop, or what you get when you mix traditional Cajun melodies, country twang, and rock. He's also written a book or two about the music of his home state of Louisiana. I just love his version of Chuck Berry's classic Promised Land. He kept the hard-driving guitar of the original, but there is no missing the Cajun influence here. Johnny Allen on Roots and Branches.
Beyond. say my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Bluegrass Revival was one of the hippest of our second-generation bluegrass bands. They played together through the 70s and 80s. The version you just heard featured John Cowan singing lead and on bass, Bela Fleck's banjo, Sam Bush playing mandolin and singing, and Pat Flynn on guitar. Garth Brooks was such a big fan that when he sang Calling Baton Rouge, he brought the boys into the studio with him as his backup group. Before that, it was one of the titans of Louisiana swamp pop, Mr. Johnny Allen and Promised Land. Today, we are crisscrossing the USA on Roots and Branches with songs that feature some of our states and cities in the lyrics or the title, getting a jump on summer travel, if you will. Louisiana was featured in those two songs. That state borders on one of our biggest, not just size-wise, but also in terms of spawning great singers and songwriters. I'm talking about Texas, home to so many of the guests in the Roots studio. It'll take you a couple of hours to fly across the state of Texas, days if you decide to drive. Natives are very proud of their home state, and they don't hesitate to tell you just how lucky they are to have come from Texas. Exhibit A, Lyle Lovett, and the song, That's Right, You're Not From Texas, on Roots and Branches.
You say you're not from Texas. Man, as if I couldn't tell. You think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pardon me, my laughter, as I sure do understand. Even Moses got excited when he saw the promised land. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. So I was born and raised in Texas, and it means so much to me. And though my girl comes from down in Georgia, we were up in Tennessee. And as we were driving down the highway, she asked me, baby, what's so great? How come you're always going on about your Lone Star State? I said, that's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. On the road, it looked so lovely. She stood there on the side, and she grew small in my mirror as I watched her wave goodbye. Those boys from Carolina, they sure enough could sing. But when they came on down to Texas, we all showed enough respect. Now David's on the radio, and old Champ still on the guitar, and Uncle Walt, he's at home with Heidi, hiding in her loving arms. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway.
saw their fair. But those old folks in the city, they don't even know you're there. At a dance hall down in Texas, that's the finest place to be. All the women, they all look beautiful, and their men will buy your beer for free. And they'll say, that's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. So won't you let me help you, mister? Just pull your hat down the way I do, and buy your pants just a little longer. Next time somebody laughs at you, you just that's tell them you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas.
Texans take an almost irrational pride in coming from that state. We did talk about it a bit with Bob Schneider and Hayes Carl when they were here earlier this year. Hayes, I believe, told us he was a fifth-generation Texan, maybe a sixth. And believe me, a Texan knows the difference. That was Lyle Lovett, and that's right, you're not from Texas on Roots and Branches as we crisscross the country. More songs about Texas are on the way later this hour. Right now, I want you to turn your attention to John Gorka, who hails from New Jersey, a fine state on the eastern seaboard, but one that has been the butt of too many jokes over the eons. John is not above writing a few more into his songs either. This is I'm From New Jersey on Roots and Branches.
I'm from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust. I'm from New Jersey. No, I don't talk that way. I watched too much TV when I was young. I'm from New Jersey. My mom's Italian. I've read those mafia books. We don't belong. Girls from New Jersey who have that great big hair, they're found in shopping malls. I will take you there. I'm from New Jersey. It's not like Texas, no. There is no mystery. I can't pretend. I'm from New Jersey. It's like Ohio, but even more so. Imagine that. I know which exit and where I'm bound. Tolls on the parkway, they will slow you down. New Jersey people, they will surprise you, 'cause they're not expected to do too much. They will try harder. They may go further, 'cause they never think that they're good enough. I'm from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust. Yes, I would adjust. I would adjust.
The snow falling down around you like a silent prayer. And once on a street in New York City, with the jazz and the sin in the air. And once on a cold LA freeway, go. The choice you made. We were just getting to the good part, just getting past the mystery. Oh, and it's just like you, it's just like you to disagree. And it's strange, but it's true. Just slipped out of view like a face in the crowd on a bus to St. Cloud. You chase me like a shadow, and you hold. To St. Cloud, Minnesota, I thought I saw you there, with the snow falling down around you like a silent
Now, you might know On a Bus to St. Cloud from Trisha Yearwood's hit version. It was written by Gretchen Peters. She is the one singing it on Roots and Branches. Before that, John Gorka explaining the realities of being from the much-dissed state of New Jersey. Well, the St. Cloud that Gretchen sang of is in the state of Minnesota, known for its thousands of lakes. It is a beautiful, cool place to summer. Minnesota borders the state of Wisconsin, also home to many lakes, and perhaps the subject of this song by Bon Iver called Minnesota, Wisconsin. And I say perhaps because there is no city named Minnesota in Wisconsin, although there is a city named Wisconsin in Minnesota. Now, maybe he is just singing about a lovely border refuge between the two states. I've got no idea, but I do like the song. It's Bon Iver on Roots and Branches. Thank you.
Sat down in the suit, fixed on up, it wasn't you. I finished closing. Rambled in the roots, had the marvel of the proof beneath fans glowing. Storing up the clues, it had its sudden blue, bruised over by showing. Settle past the patience, where wishes and your will are spilling pictures. Waters running through the valley where we grew to write this scripture.
A.K.A. Justin Vernon and Minnesota, Wisconsin, from his second album on Roots and Branches. This hour, we are traveling across the USA. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network. Again from Washington, I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. This week it is planes, trains, and automobiles as we cross the U.S. on an early summer vacation. We have already visited Minnesota, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Louisiana, and a bit of Texas, but that is one of our biggest states, so it should come as no surprise that there are plenty of songwriters from that great state, and there are plenty of songs about it, too. J. James McMurtry is a second-generation Texas writer. His father is famed author Larry McMurtry, who penned novels including The Last Picture Show and Lonesome Dove. James calls Austin home these days, but one of his best-known songs tells us about Loveland, as flat as it sounds. James McMurtry on Roots and Branches.
Tabletop makes you wonder why they stopped here. Wagon must have lost a wheel, or they lacked ambition one. In the great migration west, separated from the rest, though they might have tried their best, they never caught the sun. So they sunk some roots down in this dirt to keep from blowing off the earth. They built a town right here, and when the dust had all been cleared, they called it Leveland. Right now, Leveland. Man got incomplete and they put him in the home. Daddy's cotton grows so high, sucks the water table dry. His rolling sprinklers circle by, bleeding it to the bone. And I won't be here when there comes a day. It all dries up and blows away. Just to see that they never had much use for me. Leveland, they don't understand me. At Leveland, and I watch those jet trails coming up that big blue sky. Coast to coasters, watch them go. Now don't blame them one damn bit if they never look down on this. Not much down here they'd want to know. Just Leveland, as you point your hand, nothing but Leveland. Central air, and sit outside and watch the stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish. I'd wish we both could fly. Don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can. Smoke on the water, joy to the world. I paid up all my debts, got some change left over yet. And I'm getting on a whisper jet, gonna fly as far as I can get.
was living in a Cadillac, bedded down in the back seat on a back street of the Hollywood Hills, with a shoebox museum of memories, old photos and medical bills. She'd been a great actress in 24 movies, played Shakespeare on the great London stage, before the three husbands, six kids and bad breaks of 58 odd years of age.
Him they called Fat Boy, wore gray overalls, and he clocked in at 400 pounds. With a passion for food and film magazines, he'd been a top critic downtown. He'd seen all her movies, worshipped her face, heard her story and took her on in. Though she bore no resemblance to the star he adored, the film's over, boy, real life begins.
She told him of a fountain of youth in the hot Texas earth. It'll heal and renew us, it's somewhere west of Fort Worth. She met Errol Flynn there in the Crazy Water Hotel, and they danced down the street in the moonlight of old Monroe Well. So they boarded a Greyhound in search of the fountain, Fat Boy and the aging film queen. Through the great painted desert and on across Texas, Amarillo, Plainview, Abilene,
they got off in Fort Worth for a fresh cup of coffee, called the local to Old Mineral Wells, and it dropped them in front of that boarded up palace called the Crazy Water Hotel.
Disillusioned, they found a cheap room off the highway, drank vodka from a styrofoam cup. There'd be no healing return to the past, the fountain of youth had dried up. So the critic and the film star held hands and drank vodka as the great Texas sun rose and fell. And drunk but still dreaming, they waltzed down the street in the moonlight of Old Monroe Wells. She told him of a fountain of youth in the hot Texas earth. It'll heal and renew us, it's somewhere west of Fort Worth. She met Errol Flynn there in the Crazy Water Hotel, and they danced down the street in the moonlight of Old Monroe Wells. And they danced down the street in the moonlight of Old Monroe Wells.
A song like Mineral Wells, you would swear that Tom Russell grew up in Texas, but he is really L.A. born and bred, although he lived in Austin in the 70s and has called the El Paso area home for years now. But he is such a great storyteller, no wonder people place him on lists alongside all those great Texas storytellers like James McMurtry, heard singing Level Land. I mentioned earlier that James was a second-generation writer, his father being author Larry McMurtry. Well, there is another McMurtry to watch out for. James' son Curtis has joined the family business. He has got a new CD coming out in a couple of months. I have heard it, and I cannot wait to share some songs with you. Curtis will be stopping by the Roots studio later this year, so get ready for that. I am Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches. And you know, it is a rule you can't cross Texas without a stop in Dallas. Here is Jimmy Dale Gilmore on Roots and Branches.
my DC-9 at night. Well, Dallas is a jewel. Oh, yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful light. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Well, Dallas is a woman who will walk on you when you're down. But when you are up, she's the kind you want to take around. But Dallas ain't a woman to help you get your feet on the ground. And Dallas is a woman who will walk on you when you're down.
I worked the rigs from 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay. I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning away. I'd plan to take my wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life, it is contagious, gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned along the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. We knew the girls at every dance hall, had a tab at every bar. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway. 'Cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family. Didn't know he gave him a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy. And one day we found her gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk. her photographs, her rosary. We went to the pier and got drunk and threw it all into the sea. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. Brother lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. He said he finally gave up drinking. Then he ordered me a beer. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober.
Corpus Christi Bay is one of Robert Earl Keen's most serious songs off A Bigger Piece of Sky. Jimmy Dale Gilmore's Dallas before that. Okay, enough time in Texas. I love that state, but Jason Isbell's here, and he is just dying to show off his home state of Alabama to us. Just the sight of Alabama pines helps him recharge and get back on his feet again. You can find this on his award-winning Southeastern CD, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, on VOA Music Mix.
Well, I moved into this room, if you could call it that, a week ago. I never do what I'm supposed to do. Hardly even know my name anymore. When no one calls it out, it kind of vanishes away. And I can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a cold, but I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. You can't drive through Talladega on a weekend in October. Just head up north to Jacksonville, cut around and over, watch your speed for the spring. Got a thing to do, they'll get you every time. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Oh. Stop it, Wayne. It's the only open liquor store north, and I can't stand the pain being by myself without a little help on a Sunday afternoon. Well, I needed that damn woman like a dream needs gasoline, and I tried to be some angel kind of man, one that's never seen me anymore. But I tried to chase it down, tried to make the whole thing mine. Somebody
peaceful white. Standing by peaceful waters.
Years ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes, known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters.
Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and they was sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves in Canada trying to save our marriage. And perhaps catch a few fish. But whatever came first. That night she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters. Standing by peaceful waters.
The dogs were barking as the cars were parking. The loon sharks were sharking. The necks were narking. Practically everyone was there. In the parking lot by the forest preserve, the police had found two bodies. Nay, naked bodies. Their faces had been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news, the TV news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. That's what it looks like. All the love we shared between her and me was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie!
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters. Standing by peaceful waters.
The great John Prine and the story of Lake Marie up in Minnesota. Did you know that that is one of Bob Dylan's favorite songs? He has said that in more than one interview. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program this week and our little trip across America. There are more wonderful songs about our great cities and states, so we'll have to do this again sometime. I look forward to your comments about it. As always, the email address is roots@voa.gov. That is R-O-O-T-S @voa.gov. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.
ცნობილი და უცნობი ადამიანების ცხოვრების ერთი კვირა.
მთელი დღე გზაში ვარ, მატარებლით მივდივარ ჟენევაში, სტრასბურგიდან. ორშაბათს დილით უნდა გამოვიდე გაეროს ადამიანის უფლებათა საბჭოს მე-13 სესიაზე.
ცხელი შოკოლადის ბურთულას ვიწყებ. მიყვარს თვის ბოლო იმის გამო, რომ ამ დროს ცხელი შოკოლადი გამოდის. ჟურნალს ვიზოგავ და ნელ-ნელა ვკითხულობ.
კვირაობით. რადიო თავისუფლების საღამოსა და ღამის გადაცემებში. თავისუფლების დღიურები.